Are we on the air?
No.
Okay.
Puff Theology Podcast, brought to you by the good folks at Distinctive Diamonds. The show you're listening to is rated R for religion. No cuss words on this program.
All right, whatever.
I'm a purist.
Flip us on.
Just you download it and cross your fingers.
Flip them off.
Please edit out what I'm reprimanding someone for no reason.
By the way, I have my shirt off.
Hashtag get weird. I'm sorry. Make sure you edit that out. I'm embarrassed.
It's not going to be your average Bob and Tom today, it's boys. Not.
Hey, Dave, you ever been on the struggle bus?
Oh, man, I tell you what, if there's only a way that I could just not leave where I'm at this moment and get on a thing to where I could talk to somebody using video Skyping type of method. Is there a way?
I have a deal for you.
Tell me. Talk to me.
Here it is. Hey, are you out there struggling with worry, anxiety, or depression?
All of those.
All of those and above.
Yes.
Maybe your relationship is in a rut or maybe even in crisis.
That's true. Sarah and I are not getting along right now. Well, go ahead.
Yes.
Well, there is help and hope.
Where?
And you don't have to go out of your way to find it.
So you're saying I don't have to leave where I'm at right now?
That's what I'm telling you.
This is good.
In that chair, let me tell you about Restore Renew Online. This is therapy on your terms, online therapy. It's ideal for anybody who's maybe a working person, only has time for therapy on their lunch break, or maybe they're a parent with little children who can't get out of the house
easily.
Yep. It's for anyone who wants therapy on their terms, at their time frame. You can take your licensed therapist with you wherever you go. You could be on your way to an appointment on your phone. You could do a little therapy right in your car. Who knows what you want to do? But here's the deal. You can get connected with professional and compassionate counseling services that are faith-based and are now available at your convenience. Instead of spending money and time driving to and from another appointment, use video chat in whatever setting works best for you. All you got to do is visit www.restorerenewonline.com or call 317-437-0948 to see testimonials and contact my friend Holly, my personal counselor. She's the best, to get moving toward who you were created to be. That's RestoreRenewOnline.com.
I hope I get Holly because she's the best. She just told me.
She is the
best. If I don't get Holly, I'm going to be really upset. And it might throw me into some other kind of panic disorder where I'll need extra double therapy. Is there any way I could call with two different phones and have two different therapists in front of me?
I don't know. You could give it a shot.
I mean, if I feel like I need double.
If you want to pay for it.
Yeah, I'll have Holly in one hand and somebody else in another hand. I need both of you guys right now, and I don't want to leave my house. Ready? Go. What do you guys think?
You could get a third one on the computer.
Yeah, I love it.
Trip with the counseling in one moment.
I love this pub theology thing. Welcome to another podcast. Which number is this?
This is episode 34.
Okay, so just to let you know, if you missed last podcast, why did you do? You just clicked on this one. There was another one right below this.
You just missed it.
So you've got a guy named Aaron Pelsu, who is with the Aaron Pelsu rock band, rock and roll band. He used to be at E91. He's been at all kinds of churches around town. But everybody's doing their own thing. This is great. He's got a new record out. The album, if you haven't found it, you go to iTunes and look for Between Here and the Glory. Pastor Darren, who's all over the place, he's now doing once a month over there at one of my favorite churches,
Mercy Road,
which is great. And then we got a guy named Matt, who used to be at North of View, I think it was called. Matt is here. He's got a new book. Matt, what's your last name, by the way?
Bays.
You're from Cleveland or Ohio somewhere.
Elyria. Between Cleveland and Sandusky.
Oh, here he is again. Another week has gone by. He's still eating candy.
I love the candy.
We've got Gabby Love, DJ Gabby Love, who did my wedding a couple years ago. No, he looks... Macy Gray. She looks
she
like
did.
Macy Gray. Gabby
she
Love did. Do you know who she is?
Yes.
You are such a liar. So anyway, her name is actually Rebecca. Right. Rebecca is like in charge of pup theology now. And Aaron Pelsu, which you mentioned a second ago. So here we are, ready to rock and roll.
Right back in the studio for episode 34, brought to you by the good folks at Distinctive Diamonds. We love those guys over there, Eli and the crew. We want to thank them for their sponsorship.
What's up,
of
Eli?
The podcast.
That's where I just got something from there recently. Got some earrings for Sarah.
Got some bling, huh?
Yeah, she's so great.
They better have been for Sarah.
Oh, I'm sorry, what'd you say?
He said those earrings better have been for Sarah.
Yeah, no kidding, right? You never know. Hey, I can hear you guys whispering over there. You guys know we're putting on a program.
We're switching chairs.
Sorry.
Why is everybody moving around?
It's like musical chairs over here. It's like we're playing Duck Duck Goose in the podcast.
New podcast, new atmosphere.
Everybody's feeling good, though, about October. It feels good. It's autumn, and it's leaves, and then jacket weather. Everybody loves to go out. We're doing this college tour. We've been to all the schools now. We went to IU. We went to Ball State. We went to Butler. We did, we've been doing a lot of fun things. Oh, by the way, I'm Smiley with WZPL. Forgot to introduce myself.
Yeah, come on. Make sure
one of the most popular DJs here in town.
In the world.
Ratings just came out. Number one.
Boom.
Really?
Number one.
Congratulations.
Yeah, and we are actually first time beating Bob and Tom.
Nice.
In like I like a young, very young demo.
Who's,
no, just
who's
kidding.
Bob and Tom?
Yeah, right.
Bob
so
and Tom.
We've been
Bob
on. Smiley Morning Show has been on the air in Indy for 13 years. Can you imagine? Well, have you done anything for 13 years?
I have.
Oh no!
I've been a woman for 13.
Don't
years.
Don't even answer that. I don't even know, you dirty little man.
You know what? When you get number one ratings and you beat Bob and Tom, you know what I'm thinking, Smiley?
What do we do? Celebrate?
Contract renegotiation.
I know. It's coming up at the end of the month, so pray for me.
Oh, yes.
I want big salary or I'm
That's
going
right.
to San Diego.
I know
That's
you've been
right.
You know what San Diego means in Espanol?
What's that?
Whales.
Stick classy, Sandy.
What's your favorite city besides Indianapolis?
San Diego.
Yeah, mine too. What about you?
Phoenix, Arizona.
That's Phoenix is a good one. How about you, Matt?
Probably Chicago.
Chicago's nice, but it's so cold up there.
Yeah,
you don't care?
Is. I don't care.
You don't care.
I go
care.
In February.
He has a lot of leather jackets.
You go in February.
Santa Barbara.
Santa Barbara's nice. I've been there before.
Santa Barbara.
Yeah. My ex-fiance, I almost got married to a girl.
Whoa.
Jessica in San Diego. She went to school up at
Santa Barbara. Hey, Jessica in San Diego, yeah. Santa Barbara.
One,
we miss you.
Well, regretting that decision.
If you have an ex-fiance, raise your hand.
Oh, I do. Oh. Just you and I? What's up, Aaron Pelsu? I don't got any tats, though. You got any tats on your private areas?
Me?
Oh.
I'm sorry? I didn't know we were still on. These guys were just high-fiving each other about something. I just threw that out there.
That's a bomb.
About ex-fiancés. I don't have one.
Oh.
I don't have one either.
My wife has two.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Nice.
She's a hot
she was engaged twice.
So dirty.
I guess I'm sloppy thirds.
I guess so.
Thirds. Wow.
How does that make you feel?
An afterthought.
She finally upgraded, got the main course.
Mm-hmm. She stopped hitting up that value meal.
Tell you what, she got the Black Whopper.
Yeah, she
oh,
did.
No. Oh, no. Yeah.
That big,
Halloween.
Huge Black Whopper.
You turn her poop green?
Oh, my God. Inappropriate. So what kind of a Christian radio program are you putting on here?
Barely.
You can't,
barely Christian.
It's embarrassing
you
for
You can't use Whopper in that.
No. Sorry. It just, I said it, and then it, then okay. I regretted it.
There I said it.
There I said it.
We forgive you.
Anyway, episode 34 of the Pub Theology Indie Podcast. You can follow us, obviously, on Facebook, Twitter. It's Pub Theo Indie. I am at the Pub Pastor. And pubtheologyindy.com is the website. You probably found the podcast there, maybe on iTunes or our app. We're glad that you're in the mix and a part of what's going on with Pub Theology Indy. And not sure when this episode is released.
Well, it's like, you know, and people listen to podcasts different. Like in radio, live radio, we know when you're listening to it, obviously. But unless you get a podcast of ours. But it's like, you never know. So you might be listening in the morning and in the evening time. Maybe you're in a sexy mood right now.
I know.
Who knows?
Hey-o.
Maybe you're in a not sexy mood. Maybe you're just really serious right now. You don't want any of these poop jokes, these kind of adolescents put on in this program. I don't enjoy it.
We'll get serious at some point.
I want to get serious and talk about the Lord and stuff like that. But these guys, all they do is eat candy into the microphone. We
cannot have candy at this podcast any
I know.
Longer. This is ridiculous.
Apple sweet tarts. So.
Matt is a mess. I like the apple.
The green ones?
Ever since they put apple into the mix instead of lime, I was happy about that.
If this was Fireball, it'd be like the Smiley Morning
The green ones taste like bad breath.
Into the mic.
Is that right?
I love bad breath.
Now we got six bad breath. You used to be mad breath.
I was supposed to brush my teeth.
We do sometimes on the air, and we stole this from SNL, but we sing a song, but you have to sing it like you know what I'm singing. So you sing it. You know what I mean?
Can do that
so
easy.
So I'm going to sing a song. You guys follow along.
Okay.
It's called Bad Breath.
Okay.
Bad breath is not good breath. Bad breath smells like sheep.
I just want to say we did a really good job.
I thought that was good.
We killed it.
It was kind of slow. Done,
yeah, if you sing it faster, it'd be more hard. Yeah. More difficult.
Oh, I love that bit. So much fun. We do it on the air all the time.
Episode 34 of the Put Theology Any podcast. We are here with Matt Bays, fresh off of his tenure at Northview Church up in Carmel, leading head worship leader, worship director. What was your title there, Matt?
I was the worship pastor.
Oversaw all the worship music and stuff.
All
on
those
the Sunday
music
mornings.
People.
Mm-hmm. What, we got about 7,000
singers,
people up there?
Band. Yeah, about 7,500 a weekend.
That's no joke.
And I think they just like ended up being in some magazine about being the second fastest growing church in the nation.
Shut up, really?
Yeah.
Wow. And don't they have a satellite campus in like West Lafayette?
That happened after I left, by the way.
Oh. Mm-hmm. They were the fastest growing?
the week after.
Yeah, exactly. Got fast after you left.
Everybody came the week
after. Weeded out the weak links, and then things really took off.
That's probably why they got rid of you.
My candy.
So you were there for 10 years, right?
9 years.
9 years.
Yes.
9 years. And then just this spring, you decided it's time for a new adventure.
Yep.
How does that come about?
Well, because I started writing a few years ago, and I really liked it, and I started meeting with people and talking about their problems a lot, and I really liked doing that. So it just came to a point where I knew I was supposed to do something else.
So is that, I mean, meeting with people and hearing about their problems, isn't that kind of commonplace? Like if you go to church, that's the way it works. You would deal with like real problems with people, or no?
Yeah. I write a lot through the lens of recovery and healing. And so I would get messages from people on Facebook all the time that wanted to meet and talk about, that were struggling to make life work.
So unpack that term recovery. You mean like they're in like physical therapy or something? Like they got in a car wreck? What do you mean recovery?
Like emotional recovery, or some kind of people who are struggling with addiction, or maybe people that have been sexually abused or just have like a crazy past or whatever.
Yeah.
And that kind of stuff builds up. It doesn't just go away because we stop doing it. And so people are still trying to figure out how to manage life, and that stuff creeps up. Whatever's in the past, it pushes itself into your present and affects your life negatively.
And well, I know from being a pastor's kid, like, and I know that, you know, knowing a lot of pastors, being one myself, like that's not a topic that a lot of pastors deal with. A lot of times, there's a pressure to kind of put on like a sanitized, polished front, like, hey, look, everything's great because I'm a professional Christian, so things are perfect in my life. But you know, for you, this, the book that you began writing and meeting with people, but then you've put a book together called Finding God in the Ruins. That's coming out this spring, actually. Zondervan, right? Coming out national release,
it's,
right?
David C. Cook.
So that's coming out. But that, like, in that book, you go into some pretty intense stuff in your past, but that's not something that a lot of pastors are lining up to talk about or make a focus of their life. How did you get there?
Well, it's not always comfortable for people to talk about at church, but it needs to get more comfortable because, you know, I believe everyone's broken in some way, even if they're not sure exactly what that looks like. And so what I have found from people is, you know, whether you're in the church, I mean, there are a lot of people in the church. They go every week. They're in small group. They're part of Bible studies, you know, and they're doing all of this stuff, but they're still unhappy, or they feel like their life doesn't really have a purpose, you know, and they're struggling to just have manageability in their life. And so that's where I believe that you can, you know, but that you have to go back to the past and figure out what the core lie is in your life, what your core wound is. And that requires some unearthing, digging, and figuring out what that is, and then having what I would say is whatever that lie is, asking Jesus to tell you the truth about what that is. And it takes some time. It's a journey.
Nah, no thanks.
It doesn't sound fun.
No, that's what I'm saying, right? Most people, it's like, hey, I'd like you to go to like see what's really broken and wrong. It's like, no, I'll just go ahead and just ignore all that.
Well, and then there are some people that are like, oh, I'll do whatever it takes. Tell me, because they are tired. They are tired of pretending, and they're tired of not getting better. Because it affects every area of your life, your marriage. You got people on three marriages, you know, or they're just in a loveless marriage that they're like white knuckling it, hoping to reach that finish line 50 years into the future. And it's like, life doesn't have to be that way, but you have to figure that stuff in the past out. You just do, you know, and it's not easy, but it's better than the alternative, which is crash and burn the rest of my life. No, thanks. I did that all in my 30s, and that's over for me. I'm not I'm not living that way anymore.
So your book basically kind of details that journey that you took and just kind of your journey of really finding God in the ruins, right?
Yeah, it's narrative, nonfiction, so it's kind of reads like memoir, although it's not really just my story. I think it's a lot of people's story.
But I mean, the interesting thing about your book and the story is that, like, it's like you are, you know, you've been a Christian most of your, you know, entire life. So a lot of this, I mean, a lot of stuff you write about in there, some of the difficult stuff, like you're literally a pastor as you're figuring this stuff out. Like, doesn't that kind of jack up most people's theology of like, oh, you know what I mean? That, you know, he's not going to have problems because he's got the Jesus thing in his life. You know what yeah. I mean?
Well, I always say I was like the worst worship pastor ever from years 2002 to 2007 because I was jacked up with God. I was trying to figure out how he could have let happen what happened to me, you know, in my family of origin. It made no sense to me, you know, and so I wasn't in good space for a lot of years, but was still a pastor. Go figure, just not a good one.
Well, I, you know, that's so weird because a lot of psychologists are not our sponsor, of course, but a lot of times the weirdest people, but maybe that's good because they've been through a lot of stuff too. But, you know, I always wonder, you know, like, pastor, you think they just haven't done anything wrong. Like my father being a pastor, which is why I couldn't really relate to my dad because how am I supposed to talk to my dad where, you know, I don't have any, you know, it doesn't feel like he's done anything bad or wrong. So.
But you know he did because he's your dad. You watched him.
I spent a lot of years of my life trying to find some dirt on my dad, and I can't find anything.
You can't?
There's got to be something out there. Yeah, we've talked about this before.
I'll help you.
Will you help me?
Yes.
I've asked family, like grandma, tell me something. Yeah, the internet's and everything,
oh,
right?
We can dig it up.
Okay. All right. Boy, that sure would make me feel good, but man, seriously. Right? Isn't that sad? Like people, like hanging with their dad and stuff. Like, I don't know. I can't really talk to my dad about my normal life. Because I just feel like, you know.
Up an interesting point, though, because a lot of people are just behaving.
Right.
Their whole life, they're just behaving. Mm. But there's not really a lot going on. Like, are these people that are effective in the world or not? Or are they just going to church and behaving? You know what I mean?
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, I wondered about that, too.
You know? That's no good. Yeah, that's not what we're called to do. Right?
Yeah.
Just be good. Mm-hmm. Just don't sin and behave and what? Sit there. I mean, I know people like that are 114 and all they've done their whole life is just behave, but they've affected no one's life.
Yeah.
Like in order to be effective, you've got to figure out how to walk to that edge, you know, and straddle that line a little bit of being in the church and being a faith, you know, but yet at the same time, being a part of the world and in your community. And it's not an easy thing to do because when you do, things get messy, you know, and you make mistakes. So when I said I wasn't a good pastor from 2002 to 2007, all I mean is, you know, we're all just doing the best that we can. Mm-hmm. That's the truth, you know, and we're all going to have those periods of time in our lives where we don't know what to do with ourselves and where we're stuck. And when I got stuck, I started using, you know, alcohol was my main thing.
Well, I love booze.
Yeah. Yeah. Me and booze did not get along very well.
Is that right?
No, no, sir.
Come on, man.
We did it first.
Sorry, I didn't hear what you said.
Yeah.
What did you say?
Yeah. We got along for a while, but then, yeah, it was messy.
How long did you get along with it for a while?
I started drinking when I was 28 and I got along. Well, right from the beginning, I knew I was not a normal drinker because I thought about booze 24/7. I thought about it all the time. And if I was sitting here, everybody had drinks when I was drinking, I knew who was drinking what, how many they had. Like it was just an unhealthy relationship from the get go. And so it took me quite a while. I didn't stop drinking until I was 35.
Is that why you've turned to candy?
I did. I've replaced it with something that's better for me.
This guy is nonstop eating candy. He's a mess. He's a candy junkie.
Sweet Tarts and Spree.
You should chop them up and snort them. I heard Sprees are really nice.
I tried
nice.
That once.
Yeah?
No good.
Not great.
Smarties up the nose are no good.
It burns a little bit. No, I think, you know, and I, you know, I'm not trying to throw Reverend Smiley under the bus, Dave's dad. I mean, I've met your parents. I love your dad. You know what I mean? But I think there is that thought that it's like when people maybe are just at a place where they're just behaving and like, I'm going to follow all of the kind of cliche rules of, you know, Christians don't drink and smoke and cuss and, you know, and blah, 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 whatever. It's like you try to be moral, but then what happens is I think when we can't be real with like, no, like, you know, I've been, you know, I have pain. I was sexually abused as a kid, or I'm an addict, or I have this struggle, or I've got, like, I have real pain and junk and I can't figure out my life. There's a part of, I think, humility and humanity there, yeah, where people go, okay, I can relate to that.
Right.
Like, I don't know that I can relate to your perfectness because I'm not. And I think that's, you know, that is, I think, the powerful, the power of the gospel is that God was like, hey, you can't relate to me, so I'm going to actually become a man, you know, come as Jesus and show you that, that it's just relatable. But I think there's need for us to be courageous, but yet humble enough to go like, hey, have Christ in my life, right? Have a relationship with God, but there's a lot of unfinished business going on below the surface of my life.
Yeah.
But that's tough to let people into, right? Or to admit?
Yeah, at first it's tough to acknowledge because when you're talking about core wound stuff, you're talking about stuff that brings us to the end of ourselves. And that's scary because you're about to disrupt the foundation of who you think you are. And when you do that, you feel like things are going to fall apart, but they need to fall apart, you know. And people, you know, that have, like we talked about earlier, behaved their entire lives. Though even those people, they may be behaving, they're not drinking or whatever, the normal, you know, stuff, but it's coming out somehow, you know. Is it, so what is it that they are using, you know, besides Jesus? I mean, is it, maybe it's not porn, drugs, or alcohol, but maybe it's that they're just mean, you know, maybe they're just angry people, or maybe they're very controlling, you know, or maybe they can't stop eating, you mm-hmm. know, they're using something, you know, and so
sprees, mini sprees.
You know, it makes me think about, and talking about like the eating, like, I think it's interesting, like there's times I've watched,
thank
like
you for reminding
the
me.
Watching like Kids. The biggest, Aaron's watching the news during the podcast.
Well, Aaron, I know you've got a lot going on in your life and you're not interested in this conversation or the podcast, but it was just because we're not promoting your CD. You know? There's other stuff going on.
I was
on.
Tweeting a picture of Dave Smiley and the okay. next All right. the next Fair Twitter enough. Account has some sort of news story.
It came through loud and clear. No, but what I was going to say is, you know, my wife and I like to watch The Biggest Loser, you know, just to see the transformation that people take. But it's interesting that oftentimes on that TV show, they have that moment where somebody comes to terms with some kind of, you know, core pain of their life mm-hmm. with their parents or their, you know, their child or whatever. And they start working through that and dealing with, okay, I can deal with this pain, work through it. And it unlocks something for them to detach from that addiction or the unhealthy relationship with food. And I think it, you know, like you're saying, it's not just, you know, some of the bigger ones that get more attention, but the, you know, whether it's controlling behavior, whether it's work, you know, workaholism, whether yeah. it's greed, money, whatever, it can be food, but these things we do to kind of escape and numb us, you know?
Yeah. Well, and it's not rocket science, you know, it's not something you just overcome one day and then you're done. You know, that's why I say it's recovery. Like I practice the 12 steps. I go to meetings. You know, I've got mentors in my life and people that I call when I'm struggling. You know, it's something that you do on a daily basis. You don't get fit one day and then never have to work out again, right? I yeah. mean, you go to the gym 3 times a week. That's how you stay in good shape. And it's the same thing emotionally. You keep yourself in shape.
Hmm. That's good. Yeah, I think the tough thing about that is oftentimes I feel like, and maybe I'm not going to blame it on any church I grew up in or whatever, but I think sometimes I buy into the idea, and I don't know if you guys can pitch in on this, that like, well, if you do the Jesus thing, it's the silver bullet, just easily fixes everything. Mm-hmm. Like it's a one-time thing, you know, come
silver
down.
Silver bullet,
Coors Light.
Coors Light, is that what you're talking about? No, I'm sorry. I thought you were talking to me right there.
But no, but like, you know, come down to the front, pray this prayer and poof, it's magic, you know, right. And all your bad stuff is fixed and you're whole and it's not this lifetime journey of like, right. No, you got to really work this thing out. And I think sometimes we really sold people more than a relationship with God that can slowly transform your life. We've almost sold them like some kind of magic show. You know what I mean?
Well, I think like not only that, but it's like not just the, okay, you know, I'm going to surrender to Jesus and then everything's going to be great. But I think when you do surrender to Jesus, you realize like, yes, there might be that initial surrender of like your heart and your salvation and you become humble. You say, okay, I need Jesus in my life because I know I can't do this by myself. And I know that I need forgiveness. But then as time goes on, and at least for me, it's like, oh, there's a new thing that I have to surrender. Oh, there's a new thing that I have to surrender. So it's a constant surrender. It's like a constant battle every day. Just, you know, kind of like you said, Matt, like, okay, you don't just go to the gym once and then everything's great. It's the same thing with Jesus. Like, you don't just go to him once and then, like, you know, your life is fixed. It's like it gets harder because he brings out more and more things in you that he needs to refine.
Yeah. Well, you find that people want to have power in their life. They want their life to be effective and productive. You know, we all lay awake at night and wonder sometimes, like, is this it? You know, is this what I'm going to do with the rest of my life? You know, I'm 44 years old. And, you know, I don't think that has to be that way. Mm-hmm. I don't wonder anymore what to do with my life. I know what to do with my life because I feel like out of that brokenness, you know, that you're trying to figure out and take care of, that through the healing process, you begin to realize it's from that brokenness that you find your life calling, you know?
Yeah.
And for me, it is working with people who are like I am. I mean, who else could speak to somebody with cancer like a cancer survivor?
Yeah.
You know, there's calling in that. And so for me, with sexual abuse, alcoholism, that kind of stuff, that's the stuff that those are the people that I know that I can reach, you know, and that because I've been there, I understand their story. So
it's good, Matt. And Matt, like some of the stuff we talked about today, it's Matt goes even into deeper detail and weaves his personal story through it. I've been able to hear Matt share multiple times about his story. It's unbelievably powerful. And you definitely want to get his new book. It's coming out in March, right, Matt?
It is March 1 of 2016. It's Finding God in the Ruins. The subtitle is How God Redeems Pain. And it's available now for pre-order on Amazon or Barnes & Noble or all over the place.
And if you want to get a jump start on that, you can download, if you have the YouVersion Bible app, it's one of the most popular apps, I think, in the App Store. You can download it, and they have daily or weekly reading plans. And just this last month, I think they released a seven-day reading plan. Matt's got some cool little like three-minute videos with some teaching and some thoughts. And then there's some devotional content. Check that out. You're going to really enjoy it. I'm just finishing it up myself right now. It's been really, really helpful to me. So check that out. Finding God in the Ruins, coming out in March. And check out the stuff that Matt's going on the YouVersion app.
Oh, thanks, Oprah. I appreciate it. definitely look at your pushing your books on me and CDs all the time here on the program. My name is Dave Smiley. I don't have anything to sell to you other than the fact that if you want to lose a radio broadcast with alcoholics, demons, tune into the Smiley Morning Show.
Now, pepperoni nipples.
This has been great. I've enjoyed today's podcast. Is there anything else we need to talk about today? Come to some of these pub theology events because they're a lot of fun. So if you're like, you know, I don't know, man, this just seems wishy-washy to me. Come out. He's going to God you. What did we come up with the other day on the show?
God you.
They're like, God you. He's like, because on the show sometimes he sneaks into something. I was like, oh, you just got me. You got me. You got out of his hand.
You said you got me.
You got me.
You got you me. Got,
oh, you got me.
Yeah. You got me.
Yeah, because it tricks you. You think he's just chit-chatting about something. Then all of a sudden you're going to his church. You know, this is what happens when you listen to Pastor Darren Early Wine. That's how are it. Your kids, by the way? Are they doing
kids
good?
Kids are great. Kids are great.
You have three boys, right?
Yeah, three boys. Cole, Ty, Knox. Cole and Ty made their all-star football team.
Yes.
It's been fun to watch football. Then after football's over, we'll start basketball.
But all white kids, though?
Just got the white ones.
Okay. All right. Thank you so much. Great talking to you. Now I know. Does there anybody else have kids here in the room?
Aaron's got black kids.
Everybody has kids except for me.
Aaron, now tell me about you. You have two black children?
Indeed, I do.
That is so fantastic.
Where'd you find them? A 2-year-old.
No, you adopted children, right?
I did. I adopted both of them.
Now, Matt, do you have any children at all?
Two girls.
What?
15 and 16.
Are they white or black?
They are both white.
Okay. All right. And how about we've got Rebecca over there. Do you have any children?
No, I don't.
All right.
She's looking
no
for a man,
kids,
though.
No black kids, no white kids, no mixed kids.
She has
no
a
Asian
dog.
Kids. I don't have a dog.
She
I
doesn't have a dog.
Borrow people's dogs. I don't have any pets or
she
any
dog
responsibilities.
Sits.
You know what we should do?
What?
Smiley just had a smash hit.
Yeah.
With their September getting Nikki from his show,
they
a man.
Did, yeah.
We should have a podcast where we get Becca a man.
Let's get,
It's called Movember.
That'll never
My
last.
Birthday's in November, so.
Brovember. It's Brovember where we find Becca a man.
I like that.
I want to sing a song. I think you guys know this one.
Bro, remember.
Rebecca and Finding a Man.
I like it. Oh, yeah, go ahead. Can I sing
Rebecca found a man. He's so really hot. He likes a bigger woman. And
is that it?
It's got to resolve.
I don't know.
No, that's
I
good. That's probably a good place to leave it.
I was going somewhere dirty.
Yeah.
So I stopped.
We'll leave it PG for the kids.
So come see Becca at our event in November, November 25th.
My birthday.
It's your birthday.
Bring me a present.
Oh, bring Becca a present. It's called Drinksgiving. It's the night before Thanksgiving.
Drinksgiving.
That's it.
Yeah. It's my kind of day.
Hey, y'all.
Drinksgiving. We're going to be at the Ale Emporium in Castleton.
That's
and,
Aaron Pelsu's favorite place. He goes there. He used to go over there with his dad before he retired.
Yes.
They used to get the Hermanaki wings.
They're the best.
Every week.
Pizza. All that's so good.
Slicing a salad. So good.
When is that going to be? I want to
that November 25th, the night before Thanksgiving. We'll be there with My Yellow Rickshaw, and we're raising money for the Indiana Children's Wish Fund. It's going to be a great night.
That's good.
Come check it out.
All right. Have a good day, everybody. See you next time.
See you.
On the Muppet Show.
Doxology. All right. Goodbye, everybody. Thanks for listening. We'll see you on the next podcast, everybody. And don't forget to listen to the Smiley Morning Show on WCPL.
He loved me enough just to set this sinner free. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for saving me.